In the headlines, government takes an emergency amendment to Parliament to tighten the bail laws as it admits concern over a spike in homicides. The Attorney General reports significant progress in seizing a number of firearms in recent police operations. The opposition criticizes the bail amendments and again accuses government of trying to rush the measure through Parliament. A finance expert hails the latest Barbados economic report as one of the strongest ever, but wonders about the impact for the average citizen. And a Cave Hill resident loses their home in a fire. The latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. The House of Assembly has today been debating an emergency amendment that will prohibit bail for people charged for murder or firearm offences unless there are exceptional circumstances. Leading off the debate, Attorney General Dale Marshall admitted concern over a spike in homicides this year. He noted there have been 26 homicides so far for 2024 compared to 21 for all of last year, and stated that 17 of the killings involved firearms. Government has also previously stated that several of the victims or perpetrators have been people who were out on bail. The Attorney General says government expects there may be constitutional challenges to the amendment, but they are determined to take action.
The provision that we seek to pass in this chamber today says that where a defendant is charged with either murder or firearm offense, the court shall order that the defendant be detained in custody until the defendant is dealt with in accordance with law. That's the first thing. But it goes on. Unless the defendant, having been given a reasonable opportunity to do so, adduces evidence which satisfies the court that exceptional circumstances exist which, in the interest of justice, permit the defendant's release.
The Attorney General says while the homicide numbers are a concern, crime fighters have redoubled their efforts and are seeing results.
The level of firearm seizures is at an all-time high. We are going out there and intercepting vehicles and getting firearms. And not just old guns. We're getting AK-47s, those kind of things. Those are things that are being seized by the police service, Glocks. Those are things that are being seized by the police service that are in the hands of the criminal element.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. However, opposition leader Ralph Thorne told the House of Assembly that government's approach does not go far enough in tackling crime and its underlying issues. Mr. Thorne also described the legislation as cowardly and felt the attempt was destined to fail.
While not being afraid to trespass on policing in this country, this same government today comes here and passes a cowardly piece of legislation, or it attempts to pass a cowardly piece of legislation that will do far less than a gun court would do, that would do far less than anti-gang legislation would do, that would do far less than the creation of degrees of homicide. This government, when it suits it, is conveniently cowardly, and when it is politically expedient, it will have the courage to do wrong against the people of this country. Does not have my support. Does not have my support, Your Honor.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Meantime, opposition senator Tricia Watson has again accused government of trying to rush the amendment through Parliament and complained about the way the matter is being handled by the state. This was an accusation rejected yesterday by the government side, who noted that the senators were invited to a briefing last Friday and said none of the two opposition senators turned up. However, Senator Watson insists that there was inadequate notice to senators of bills to be debated. She says this is unacceptable.
So they'll debate and pass the bill today in the lower house, and presumably debate and pass the bill in the Senate tomorrow. And it contains a constitutional amendment on which they have not consulted and which their clear the air statement studiously avoids mentioning. Let me also make clear that this is a whole new bill act. not just an amendment to a clause, it contains references to at least three other laws as well. As I have stated before in the Senate, this behavior is unacceptable with normal bills. And in this case, particularly when we are talking about a bill that deals with the fundamental human rights to liberty and freedom of movement that are protected under our Constitution, it is beyond contemptible.
Opposition Senator Tricia Watson. The latest Barbados Central Bank economic report has been described by a finance expert as one of the strongest ever. But Professor Justin Robinson wonders whether the impact of the touted growth is being felt by the average citizen. Dr. Robinson, Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus, was reacting to the Central Bank Governor's report on Barbados's economic performance for the first half of the year. The Central Bank reported that the Barbados economy grew by 4.5% in the first half of this year, driven by a strong growth in tourism, with growth for 2024 overall expected to be around 4%. Professor Robinson believes the numbers presented are very impressive, but he has some questions.
The report is a very strong report. If one looks at the numbers, certainly one would have difficulty giving it anything other than an A grade. But clearly at the individual level, there may be some disconnects. So again, persons in Barbados who are earning a fixed income, their salary is not really growing in tandem with the economy, but they have been facing the higher prices of the last 2 years. You know, they have been paying the higher property taxes and other elements, so they don't necessarily feel better off. And I think that is where the disconnect comes from. I guess from where I sit, those are my main concerns. One, whether we are facing some growing inequality in Barbados in terms of already distribution issues, how that growth is being shared.
Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Justin Robinson. An early morning fire at Cave Hill St. Michael has left one person homeless. Divisional Officer Tremel Perch says the Barbados Fire Service received a call approximately 1 o'clock this morning regarding a wooden house being on fire. He added that one house has been destroyed and fast action prevented the fire from spreading to other structures.
We have responded from Bridgetown Fire Station and the Port Fire Station under the command of myself, Station Officer Bourne, as well as 8 fire officers. The house was destroyed and there was one person who was living at that residence at the time, so the one person would have been displaced. The fire officers would have been doing a fantastic job of containing the fire to that one structure.
Divisional Officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Tremel Perch. Director of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris, says the homeless and abandoned elderly people continue to occupy needed bed space and places strain on the QEH's operations. Mr. Harris was speaking following the Faculty of Medical Sciences oath-taking ceremony for the new graduates of the UWI Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery program. Mr. Harris said these social issues are causing a bed shortage.
We do have some patients come in here who came because they're ill, but where do they live? On the street. It is something that we don't think is ethical and compassionate to do, which is to discharge you back to the street. The number of elderly fakir, young fakir, now represent about 40 or 30-something patients in the hospital. In other words, those are people who do not really have to be here, but are here for social reasons. They're here because their family hasn't collected them or they have no fixed place of abode. That situation, if you can have those out, if you can use the 36 beds or whatever, which is a ward and a half, we will probably be all right if we didn't have to deal with that.
Director of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris. The Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring the progress of an area of disturbed weather located approximately 483 miles east of the island, which will result in increased heat stress for Barbados. No watches or warnings are associated with the system or in effect for Barbados. Top story in the 5:30 edition, government takes an emergency amendment to Parliament to tighten the bail laws as it admits to concern over a spike in homicides. That's the 5:30 edition of the latest on the Starcom Network. Came to you on Voice of Barbados with the compliments of the National Insurance Social Security Service.